Some environmental groups say Governor Andrew Cuomo's administration should reconsider an $8 billion bailout of three upstate nuclear power plants, including Fitzpatrick and Nine Mile Point in Oswego County. As our Capitol correspondent Karen DeWitt reports, critics say the cost will be passed on to ratepayers.
Governor Cuomo plans to transition 50% of the state's power to renewable energy by 2030. Part of the program includes a multi-billion dollar subsidy to the company that now runs two upstate nuclear power plants and is hoping to run a third. But some environmental groups, including the New York Public Interest Research Group, say the ratepayers who were not consulted about the deal will be stuck with the bill in the form of increased utility rates. NYPERG's Blair Horner says the deal will result in $2.3 billion in increased payments for residential utility customers and even more for businesses. That's in a state that already has among the highest utility rates in the nation.
These charges are essentially a tax to keep aging nuclear power plants online.
Jessica Ajule with the Alliance for a Green Economy says the nuclear plants are dirty, dangerous, and antiquated and should instead be shuttered.
How old are these reactors? Nine Mile Point 1 and Ginna are both 47 years old and among the six oldest nuclear reactors in the world. Fitzpatrick isn't far behind at 42 years old. These plants were initially designed to last 40 years, so they're past their prime and they're ready for closure.
The group say there are better ways to get to the goal, like focusing more heavily on solar and wind power. They wrote a letter to Governor Cuomo and were immediately criticized by his spokesman, Rich Azzopardi. Azzopardi says nuclear energy is cleaner than the fossil fuel alternatives that would be needed to replace the power from the plants during the transition.
It's an absurd stance that would appeal a national model to fight climate change and replace it with more expensive dirty fuel and fracked gas that will send electric bills skyrocketing and put hundreds of New Yorkers out of work.
And Azzopardi points to another study that shows a $4 billion benefit to New Yorkers when carbon reduction, power supply cost savings, and local property taxes over the next few years are taken into account. Eric Weltman with Food and Water Watch disagrees.
This is a national model for how not to do it.
Governor Cuomo talked about the importance of temporarily relying on what he calls carbon-free nuclear power during an appearance at the Fitzpatrick nuclear plant in Oswego back in August. He also says premature closure would cost good-paying jobs.
There'd be 615 lost jobs, average wage $120,000.
The governor has a different attitude about nuclear power plants downstate, where he's trying to close the Indian Point nuclear power plant near his home in Westchester. Over the weekend, Cuomo and state environmental officials toured the Hudson River in a motorboat after a report that some oil might have spilled out of the plant. He did not visit a similar spill at the Fitzpatrick plant into Lake Ontario last summer. Cuomo addressed that seeming contradiction in a briefing at Indian Point on Sunday. He says the difference is that the Westchester nuclear power plant is near one of the world's largest population centers, and logistically, there can be no safe way to evacuate people if something major goes wrong.
This plant is the closest plant on the globe to this dense a population.
Not all environmental groups are against Cuomo's energy plan, which includes the continued use of nuclear power through the late 2020s. The Sierra Club and the Natural Resource Defense Council have endorsed it. The groups against the nuclear power plant bailout have begun a grassroots movement. They liken it to the successful anti-fracking efforts that led to a state ban on the natural gas extraction process. And they say they plan to be out in full force at the Public Service Commission's next meeting in November, when it will consider whether to enact the plan. In Albany, I'm Karen DeWitt.